You're listening to The Pulse.
On URN.
Hi, my name is Beth Massey and I'm running for Education Officer.
My name is David Garner and I'm running for Education Officer.
My name is Debbie Adeboyejo. I'm running for the Education Officer.
Education Officer.
Why are you running for Education Officer?
I'm really passionate about the university, particularly on the education side. I've been involved with the Education Network since my first year, and it's kind of progressively gone on since then. I can see how students can actually change how the university runs and how their departments and courses can actually be shaped by the student opinion, and I really, really want to take that forward and be able to do that at the top kind of level now.
I feel like education is a role that's often overlooked. I think the more glamorous roles, you know, president activities, they're the ones that get all the focus. But, you know, I'd say education is arguably, you know, arguably the most important. Most students do come to university for a degree, after all. So I feel like a strong representative is still needed in that area. And I hope that could be me.
I will say that this drive came as a result of the fact that I was given the opportunity to work or to serve as a sounding board representative. And this position gave me the opportunity to relate with students, to engage students more, to interact more with students and the LCF. And I was able to understand, I was able to gather the good and the bad sides, or the good and the bad things that, you know, students are agitating for, the ones they want to change. And also I see it as a student or as a member on the Faculty Teaching and Learning Board, and this has enabled me to have a good understanding of what of how the school is running, or how the school is working towards everything around education. So I have a good understanding of both sides, and I've realized that there's actually a bit of a gap between how the university sees certain educational resources or certain educational decisions and how the students are saying, no, this is not how we see it. So I just said, okay, how do I make a change? How do I bring about a balance? And that's how I said, okay, I think the education officer, the role of the education officer can enable me strike a good balance between both sides of the coin, basically.
What are the key points of your manifesto?
So I have five main sort of key points. My first one is transparency for module choices. My second one is better study provision in all academic buildings and libraries. My third one is university-wide lecture capture, so all lectures recorded. My fourth one is better support for students who wish to study abroad. And my fifth one, well, overall everything is really important with this one, that it's just generally improving that student representation side on school decision boards and across the university, like I've done throughout my time here. So it's really important to me that students can improve their experiences at the university by having these decision-making boards in their departments as well as at a university level. In addition, obviously, people are demanding lecture capture every single year, so it's really key that we try and push the university more and more to make sure this does actually happen. And definitely, like this, we have about 20% of our students now study abroad in some format, and making sure that they have the support they need in-house in those universities, but also from our university, from our side. So I want to sort of implement a buddy system, so students who haven't gone abroad but are thinking about it can actually be paired up with someone who has done it and can tell them all about these things. And then with the module choices and the transparency with that, this university is fantastic at ensuring students can have these choices and that we don't end up with this package deal degree. And so within that, I want to make sure that all departments are having things like online module fairs. So you have like a 2-minute video for different modules, telling students about what they actually can expect from this module rather than just being able to read it on a piece of paper. And also those surveys that we get at the end of each module, the student evaluation of modules or SEMs, they should be published. Every student should be able to see what they're getting themselves in for and what the previous students have actually thought about it. And these aren't just getting out to students at the moment, and they really should be. So I really want to do that. And a key part of that would also be having an open Moodle, which sounds a little bit jargony, I know, but open Moodle is effectively just you can see everything that all students do across the entire university. So whether you're in maths and you want to see something in physics that you think might be helpful, you can do that. And it would be fantastic to be able to sort of benefit and back up students in terms of their essays, in terms of their module choices across the entire university, or purely just for interest's sake. I know there's things I've been interested in studying and haven't probably gone to the lecture of I don't know, like a nursing lecture, for example, when I do history and politics. But it's still interesting at the end of the day, and it can really inform our choices as individuals, and not just what we do at university, but also for the future.
Key points are promoting support for mental health, because a lot of students don't feel comfortable asking for help. They're anxious about requesting extenuating circumstances, even if they feel like they really need it. So I'd like to encourage positive relationships between staff and students, you know, as well as tutors as well, to make sure that everybody feels comfortable engaging in a dialogue. Other points, I quite like to support the improvement of EduRome. A lot of people miss UoN Secure. And I'd also like to support a push from online feedback of coursework. I'd like to support a push from handwritten feedback of coursework to online feedback, because I feel like it is a little bit hypocritical from the staff to say, please write carefully and clearly in the exam so we can read it and you can get a good mark. And then on coursework feedback to, you know, write some scrawl that nobody can understand. So I feel like online feedback is would do wonders for clarity. Other key points, I'd quite like to set up a sort of like a module. I quite like the schools to showcase their modules to the other schools a lot clearer, because I know a lot of students want to broaden their degree by maybe taking subsidiary modules such as in a language, for example. And I feel like it's not easy enough for students to take modules from other schools. And I'd also like to introduce stress relief resources during exam period, perhaps, for example, bubble wrap boxes. I feel like I could really do wonders to student morale.
On my manifest, I have so many points, but the key points would be like basically imagine 2-3 points. The first one is many of the reasons why there is a gap between what the students are agitating for and what the university is doing or has done is because there is a lack of proper communication. And that's simply first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to ensure that there's better communication between the university and the students. For instance, we have the Student Advice Center. Now, I realize with my interaction with students that this center has not been really maximized. Now, a lot of students have challenges. They need to talk to someone, but they do not know who to speak with. Now, they are meant to go to this place, but many of them do not realize that they are meant to go there. So ensure proper communication. Secondly, my second key point in my manifesto is I'm also going to be proposing a catch-up session, and now run by students and for students. This is where older students who are probably in their third year in uni can put students who are probably in their second year in uni through some courses to make things better. Like I realize the students have some difficulty in terms of block modules and all of that, so we'll be creating something much more something that's easier, that's not so complex when it comes to, you know, having block modules run straight up. We're going to be proposing easier learning processes, you know. Yeah, so something around that basically.
What's your slogan?
Playing on my surname, it's either a massive year for education or for massive changes in education, vote Massey for education.
Not particularly exciting or inventive, but it's Go for Ghana.
Okay, my slogan is we, as in capital W and E, we create, we reinvent, education can be more.
Why should people vote for you?
Well, I've been extremely involved with this side of the university throughout my time. I know how the system works in terms of the education network, and is also what is achievable, and I think that's crucial. You always get candidates promising this, that and the other, and when it comes down to it, so many of these things, they don't know what can happen. And I really feel that I know all my points in my manifesto are achievable, and they're things that students genuinely want. I've gone out, I've spoken to hundreds of different people across the entire sort of breadth of the university, and I really want to make a difference, not just for our students now, but also for the future students of this university.
Well, I like to think I'm open, friendly and approachable, and I really feel like I can be a good representative, and I hope the students will give me a chance to prove myself right, I suppose.
I will say confidently that I'm very, very approachable, I'm very approachable, I'm very sociable, so you can walk up to me. I'm going to operate an open door policy where you can walk up to me and discuss whatever it is that relates to education that you want to be implemented, or an idea, or you're going to, you have any plight, you can just walk up to me and speak with me. So I think that's the first reason why you need to vote for me. And the second reason is because I do not see myself as an individual who can make everything happen. I believe in collaborative efforts. We are working together, and I have so much to offer. And this is evident in all of the positions that I have been elected to, nominated in, and I currently work in that I've mentioned. If you want to know more information, you can check out my manifesto.
You're listening to The Pulse
on URN.